Tamani, Roy, and Lauren Morning Show, War of the Roses.
Ariel, you are on War of the Roses. Why do you think your boyfriend Paul is cheating on you?
Oh, gosh. Well, he used to date this girl that he worked with. He's a barista, and he had to transfer stores because his ex was super clingy, and it just made working with her very difficult after they broke up. But a friend of mine, she was at the old store the other day, and she saw him with his ex, and they were sitting down having coffee, and they looked really cozy, and I think that they're getting back together, and he's just not telling me.
Has he been different in your relationship?
He's been a little different, and I'm getting a vibe from him, and I hope that you guys can help me figure it out.
The friend that saw them, did she confront him at all, or did she take a picture to send to you? Like, are you just getting that information secondhand? Because sometimes that makes me nervous, that maybe the friend's got a whole
agenda.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
No, she's really loyal. She did not take a picture, but I trust her with my life. I have this bad feeling, guys.
Sounds like a case of War of the Roses. You're exactly, this is exactly what you need. We'll find out who he sends the romantic roses to. Don't say anything till we find out who he sends them to. And then, Roy, we always like what's on the note because we think that's important about what they're doing, what they're up to, okay?
Okay.
Hello?
Hey, I'm looking for Paul.
Yeah, it's him.
Hi, Paul. My name is Lisa. I'm calling from Flowers for You. We are a romantic gift company, and we have a rewards program where if someone buys a dozen roses, they get to send a dozen roses to someone else, and one of your friends bought them, and they recommended you to get the other dozen.
Oh, man. I never win anything. My friends never order flowers either.
Well, it's not really a prize, but it is, like I said, a rewards program. And I do have a beautiful dozen red roses. They're very romantic for you to send to the one that you love.
I don't have to buy anything for it. It's just
nope,
complimentary kind of thing.
I don't need any of your information, just whoever you'd like to send them to. And I also have a note here that you can write something on. It is a romantic note.
All right.
Okay, so who would you like to send these to?
I'll send them to Hillary.
Okay, to Hillary. And what would you like me to write on the card?
Man, I don't know. Just like something short, sweet.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Well, maybe I can help you with it. How do you know Hillary? Like, how are you guys romantic?
Yeah, we're kind of off again, on again. So we're kind of on right now. So
okay,
you can say something like, "Enjoy these, my love."
Okay,
is that too corny? Is that corny?
Oh, Paul! Oh, you've made me so mad. Oh. May the heat from this candle bring your soul down to the deepest, darkest place. May the dogs of evil lay upon your chest and bark at
your soul. What is happening?
Oh, man, what's going on?
I'm not sure either, but I do know that this is the Manny Roy and the Red Morning Show. Paul, you are on War of the Roses. Your girlfriend, Ariel, who just said, chanted something. What was that, Ariel?
Ariel.
That was something very special to me. That is my religion. That is my religious belief, and Paul knows what it is.
That is not a religion.
Paul,
don't start that witchcraft.
Yes, it is.
Crap.
Witchcraft? What's happening?
She does. Okay, first of all, this ain't cool to trick me like this and trap me. And second of all, you need to stop with this Wiccan BS.
Let the hurt you cause me and mine be bound round like them, like ivy's vine. When they lay them down to sleep, may nightmares stalk and waking weep until the day their conscience bids, they tell the truth for all to hear.
So you're putting a spell on Paul right now? Is that what's going on?
I'm making sure that he never does this to anyone again.
Does it work over the phone?
I am so confused.
She's rambling. That's what she's doing.
Okay, so Ariel is a Wiccan. You clearly have something for Hillary. You sent her a note, said, enjoy these, my love. You cheated, whatever.
Are you
fine.
Not with Ariel?
First of all, we're not, like, totally together. Her name's not even Ariel. It's Sandra. Ariel is, like, some kind of stupid witch name she picked.
No, my name is Ariel, Paul.
No,
you know that.
When I met you, your name was Sandra. Your mom called you Sandra. Your mom
doesn't
call you Ariel.
My mother does not understand me.
Paul, you have a thing for Hillary, correct?
Yeah.
So you're breaking up with Ariel. It's over, right? There's no relationship?
If she starts with this Wiccan crap, I don't know how we can progress.
Okay. Ariel, the spell that you just put on your boyfriend, Paul, what's going to happen to him?
Yeah, what's going to happen to me, Ariel? Tell me.
You're going to be bound forever in hurt and pain like you caused me. The sun will burst into flames, and you are not going to be able to go out into the world and feel any sort of happiness. You will never be able to smile. Dogs will bark at you. Children will run away from you.
Blah,
your family
blah.
Will disown you.
Am I
going
to turn to a frog, too?
You will never find love.
I'm calling. I'm hanging up on him. Okay, I let go of Paul because I'm totally enthralled with the Wiccan thing, Roy. You really think you're putting spells on Paul, Ariel? Is that what's happening?
I'm definitely putting spells on him.
Okay.
Well, now you know
he's a terrible person. He hurt me. He deserved it.
All right. Well, now you know where you stand. The relationship's over.
I'm going to create a spell for myself so I can feel love again very soon. Right now, I'm hurt.
I didn't know you can create
a moment. I'm going to take a quiet moment. Then I'm going to come back and I'm going to put myself back into the world again.
Okay.
Thanks, Ariel. I'm glad we can help.
Thank you.
Want more War of the Roses? Listen to them on demand anytime using the KISS 95.1 app or Amazon Alexa.